on yonder tree, then jump right in. It's Jubilee! Grab yourself some seats down front, men. The hot buck himself is in the driver's seat. Yeah, this is going to be an evening of Duke Ellington. As if that isn't enough, our own lovely Lena Horne is going to team up with the Duke. And here to give it to you by the numbers is your master of ceremonies, that blimp with the latched on ballast, Ernie Bubbles Whitman.
Thank you, Vern Smith. Well, folks, we're really going to sail the wild blue yonder tonight. The Esquire poll says the band we're going to listen to is the best jazz combo in the country. Here he is now, the great American composer and musician, Duke Ellington.
Ernie, I'm very grateful for the welcome you've given the boys and myself, and I want you to know that I feel privileged to join the parade of wonderful musicians who have appeared on Jubilee. This is really a big night for me.
Oh, you can't imagine how big it is for us, Duke. So even if it is against my nature, I'm going to keep my big mouth shut and my ears open. I don't understand your first number features the piano.
Well, just a little. It's called Suddenly a Jump.
Well, jump it, maestro. Please jump it.
An emotion of jet propulsion. This next number was dreamed up by the Duke and our own Harry James. It's a little concerto in B mellow, and standing by to deliver with a quiver is a girl with vocal appeal, Joya Serrell. The title, I'm Beginning to See the Light.
Thank you. eyes. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused the spark that's oral on fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
We sure like it. What do you know about that, Duke?
Well, perhaps you'll like this one too, Ernie.
Atta boy.
Don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
It don't mean a thing. All you gotta do is swing.
Makes no difference if it's sweet or hot.
Boy,
give that rhythm everything you've got.
Don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
foot sloggers are shuffling into their duffel, the salt sacks are swabbing the pier with the gear, and the wing merchants are feathering a crop of props. If there's anybody who can make them fall in and fly right, it's that glamorous, amorous Jill, lovely Lena Horne! Goodness. Hiya, Butterball. This is always a rare treat for me. Nothing like letting your glims glom onto a glob of honey.
Oh, Ernie. Are you trying to say you like me?
Angel cake. We go together like ham and candied yams.
Am I the candied yam?
Yes, darling, and I'm the... hold on there.
Seriously, Ernie, this is really a big moment for me. I think Duke Ellington is one of America's truly great composers. He's a wonderful musician and a fine man and...
Oh, Duke, you can cut in now. I've got it all fixed for you.
Much obliged, Ernie. How are you, Lena? You're looking very lovely this evening.
Thank you, Duke. It's sweet of you to say so.
Oh, may I have this dance?
All right. I'll sing it if the Duke will play it. This is for Sergeant Green Johnson at APO 980, Steward Third Class Bruce, FPO San Francisco, Private Charles Jones at APO 797, and Sergeant Bob Powell at APO 928.
And it's... I didn't know about you.
I ran around with my own little crowd, the usual laughs, not often but loud, and in the world that I knew, I didn't know about you. Chasing after the ring on the merry-go-round, just taking my fun where it could be found, and yet what else could I do? I didn't know about you. Darling, now I know I had the loneliest yesterday. In your arms, I know for once in my life I'm living. Had a good time every time I went out. Romance was a thing kidded about. How could I know about love? I didn't know about
First-class George Smith and Private First-class Lord Turnquist grabbed an earful of that marmalade. If they didn't, there's still time because La Horne and the Duke follow through with I get a kick out of you.
My story is much too sad to be told, for practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when we're out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui. Then I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? I've smelled the perfumes of Spain. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. Get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's plain to see you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some guy in the sky. If my idea of nothing to do, yet I get a kick out of you.
Duke Ellington and then digging you with some ultra-classical food. Well, Duke, come on up here and tell us about your next selection.
Oh, the next selection is written by my composing, arranging companion, Billy Strayhorn. It's called Midriff. Oh,
Midriff.
That's better. Latch on to your seats in the mezzanine because you're about to be belted into the stratosphere. Featuring William Anderson's trumpet for the affirmative, now Sears Cinesite for the negative, it's Duke Ellington's Blue Skies. Give him the downbeat and bomb away! On behalf of Hot Horn Hall and his patrons, I want to tell you it was swell having you both, you and Lena, with us.
It was a pleasure. It was my pleasure, Ernie. We'll have another session sometime. I hope it's soon. How about it, Lena?
It's a date, Duke. I wouldn't miss it.
Well, men, the jam session's over, but the melody lingers on. Yeah, the neon's blinking off, and the blessed ever-loving is coming up in the east. We're putting the lid on the joint and chasing the customers out into the gray. Of course, we'll be back again with another dish of saffron for the more solid citizens across the Big Moist. So just keep homing in on the Jubilee Beam. Meanwhile, this is Ernie. I'm trying to reduce my stomach, but I always put on more weight in the end, Whitman. Saying from the bottom of my big, fat heart, so long and good luck.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.